This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If you have any doubt about the cruelty of ancient nations like Babylon, a simple reading of the prophecy of Daniel should remove that doubt forever. For example, if the people of Babylon did not worship an idol that Nebuchadnezzar had erected, they were to be thrown into a burning fiery furnace. Daniel 3:15. Jeremiah warned the Israelites what to expect when the Babylonians carried them into exile. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride upon horses set in array for war against you, O daughter of Zion. Jeremiah 6:23. The Babylonian army was the most powerful in the world and would show no mercy to the Israelites. Since the Israelites were God's chosen people, how can we explain the fact that He did not protect them from the Babylonian army? Was Babylon so powerful and God so weak that He had no power against King Nebuchadnezzar and his mighty army? The answer to these questions can be found in the writings of the great prophets. For example, Jeremiah says the prophets and the priests dealt falsely with God's people. They assured the people that peace would prevail. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them who fall. At that time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. The Lord pled with the Israelites to walk in the old paths so they could find rest for their souls. The Israelites responded, "We will not walk therein." Jeremiah 6:14-16. The Lord had done all He could do to get the Jews to return to Him, but they would not listen to His pleadings. The Jews knew about the cruelty of the Babylonian army. They said, "We have heard the fame thereof. Our hands wax feeble. Anguish has taken hold of us, and pain as of a woman in travail." Jeremiah 6:24. The fear, anguish, and pain of the Israelites were totally unnecessary. If God's people had listened to the prophets, they could have avoided the punishment God had determined against them. Tragically, thousands on top of thousands died in Babylon's attack against Israel. In addition, multitudes of the people were made slaves and carried to Babylon, where they either died in exile or stayed 70 years before their return to their homeland. The prophet warned his people, "Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way, for the enemy has a sword, and fear is on every side." Jeremiah 6:25. I am aware that we do not face the same situation in our day. The United States is not comparable to ancient Israel. But our nation can learn much by reading the great prophets of the Old Testament. When a nation turns its back on God, it will have to suffer the consequences. The inspired psalmist warned, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." Psalm 9:17. These words from King Solomon are well known. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34. Our nation someday may lose its standing in the world by neglecting to honor peace and justice and righteousness. I am concerned about that and often discuss such matters. But my concern today is for each of us individually. If we do not obey the gospel and walk in the old paths, God will judge us for our rebellion and disobedience. So I appeal to all who are listening today. If you are not a Christian or not a faithful Christian, I urge you to turn from your life of sin and obey the gospel. If we do not love God and do not obey the gospel, we shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. 2 Thessalonians 1:6-9. We thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless you.